not
probably,
that great.
No, you probably know the literary term on andiron. But I was wondering if either dog iron or fire dog or dog iron or fire iron, none of those had any currency.
Okay, no.
Now, you see, this, by the way, now the part over the fireplace.
The mantle.
All right, did you ever call it anything else?
The mantle. No.
You don't remember your parents ever calling it anything else? You, of course, you never had a fireplace in your house.
Well, we had a fire. Well, it had been closed up, but there was a mantle.
Uh-huh.
And that's all we ever called it.
Okay. That was that house. How old was that house, would you guess?
Oh. 50 years old.
Like about 50 years old when you.
I think I'm not sure.
And how many years did you live in that house?
Until I. I was 21.
And you were born?
No, we moved here when I was about 7.
I see.
So that's what, 14 years.
Okay. And where was that house?
It's in Mechanicsville.
All right. Now, in a fireplace, they burn a large...
Log?
Yeah. You know what they call the one that might burn for several days? You use this word in another sense. If you're talking about orders that you had, you know, we had a big something of orders to fill back.
A big batch of orders.
No, like a backlog. You've heard the expression.
Oh, yeah.
Backlog. That's the source. What would you call small pieces of wood that you'd use to get a fire started with?
Twigs.
Right. Did you ever start a fire in a fireplace?
Yes, I believe so.
You just call them twigs, the small pieces.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. Daddy called them splinters, I believe.
Okay. And in the on an industrial plant, you wouldn't call that a chimney. You might call it a chimney, but you might call it something else.
Smokestack.
What would you call it on a stove?
A pipe. Stove
right.
Pipe.
Okay. Now, if you were going to clean out a stove pipe, what do you call that black stuff you clean out of the stove?
Soot.
All right. And the color of that paper is
white,
and the stuff you clean out of the fireplace
is black.
Well, is no, not the color of that, but the
ashes.
Yeah, and you're sitting in a
chair.
Yeah, would you just describe the kind of the pieces of furniture that you had in your living room?
So there was a big armchair on one side of the room, and a couch.
What did the couch look like?
Just a plain couch, straight lines with sidearms.
Okay, that's what I meant. Was it three cushions or was it one?
One continuous.
One long cushion and but it had arms on it.
Yes.
Okay.
There were end tables and lamps.
What, is there another name other than a couch that you've heard used?
Sofa, divan.
Are these three different objects in your mind, or are they?
Not really. I suppose there may be some difference, but I.
In what situation would you ever use those in relaxed speech, or would you just call them all couches?
I might say sofa, but I never say divan.
Okay. Now in the bedroom, there's a couple of pieces of furniture in the bed. What kind, in addition to the bed, what other pieces of furniture?
There's the dresser.
Right.
And the chest of drawers.
What's the difference between those two?
The dresser has a mirror and the top is, it's not as high as the
okay.
chest of drawers.
And the, did you have another piece of furniture?